Can I do it? Maybe I can do it. I think I can do it. Damn, I must do it. It's never too late to pursue your passion, eh? It seemed her brain was taking a shower of arguable thoughts, muddying calm waters of confidence and pulling the trigger of her ambition. Why am I always looking for a challenge? May 2017, Poland. Why did you tell John about your Canadian spouse? Everyone was shocked to hear the news of your sudden dismissal, said a Polish teacher, Lana's colleague, the day she was leaving for good. Where are you? I tell anything but the truth. Unfortunately, people like Joanne and Pani Prezes are not like the majority of the Poles. These two are mean and jealous. I'm so sorry. What you gonna do now? May I somehow help you? It was September 2018 behind the window, and she was challenging herself with something big and smashing. Hard as she had tried to be down to earth, her private tutoring was not enough to feed her well or meet the needs of a weirdo in her head. John seemed to follow the current of creativity. Indeed, Lana was in dire straits. Even so, she had made a firm decision not to swing her English tutor practice. The view outside her window hadn't changed since the time she came back from Poland in 2017. In a sense, you need to trust that where you are taken, it's where you need to go. However, it might make a poor excuse for the events of the summer of 2017. Surprisingly, it took the authority only 7 days, including the weekend, to come up with that decision on the possibility of the mature couple to meet in Canada. And the visa officer concluded, "I'm refusing your application." In other words, the visa officer decided that an ordinary Canadian, for example, truck diesel mechanic like Greg, is not authorized to invite his spouse to visit him, in case she's an ordinary Ukrainian. Needless to say, both of them were struck dumb when they had read the black message on a white background. A heart beat away from such a tangible result of the visa application purpose, the two of them appeared facing the abyss, the bottomless ocean splitting the plots of the land they belonged to. How pathetic the lovers looked in the spotlight of the authority. My complaint. My wife of 3 years has been rejected a visa to Canada. I feel our application wasn't looked at properly. It was processed very quickly without any questions being asked. As a Canadian, I'm supposed to be innocent till proven guilty. Yet, this process has found us guilty, wrote Greg. Anyway, after a few days of contemplation, they pulled themselves together, bit a bullet, and were going to apply again, even though they both realized that Svetlana's chances were slim to none. Scarcely anything could have indicated the unexpected twist, when suddenly their communication stopped dead. Once, on the 12th of July 2019, she got a message from a British literary magazine. The message from the poetry editor was the following. "Svetlana, thanks for the message. My fault for not replying sooner. I'd like to accept this. Can you send me a buyer? Best."
What?
They want to publish me? Oh my! Only after a while did she pay attention to a small detail that the happy news arrived on the 12th of July. It was the date she met her late husband Arthur for the first time. It was in 1989. Thus, every year they somehow celebrated it when he was alive. Whereas after his sudden death in 2010, she would visit his grave to light a candle in the memory of love they had shared for 20 years. Hey, Mom, that presenter said that so many people strive to become a writer, which is absurd, as having writing skills is not enough. It's not the same, commented after another workshop learner's daughter. Up to a point this is true, said the woman. Every case is different, you know. If something makes you happy, why would you kill your inner call? In other words, darling, birds are given wings to fly. Not every bird can soar, okay? Said Svetlana and thought, can I? Having her tea, Lana was watching the evening news, when suddenly her mobile gave a sharp, high-pitched ringing sound, incoming message on WhatsApp. You must be in love, she gave a shot. That moment, her inner voice was telling her in Morse code, he's into you, definitely, say it. You will be made, upcoming message said. Oh, thanks. That was so nice to hear. She even boasted that her poem was going to be published. Well, you're gonna be famous, he said, and added, famous and sexy. Whatever. She was going to improvise. Jam Session Creating Nonfiction. You can find the full story in Adelaide Literary Magazine number 42, November 2020. For more creative goodies in the future, please subscribe to Lana M. Rockel, author. Thanks for listening.